Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem BPW share number 112. That's Bais Pnimi share for women, share number 112. In the Sefer Shalva Menesayach, chapter 5 is about prayer, about tefillah. Tefillah is the foundation of everything. We see that the Aravis Avram formulated Shachris when he davened for Shechem to be saved. Yitzchak basically instituted Mincha when Rivka came. It was that time when he was davening. And Yaakov, Mayriv, illuminating the darkness of Galus. We survive as a nation because of Tefillah. We survive as individuals because of Tefillah. 3 times a day, a Jew has the opportunity to recite prayers with great Kavanah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes it's lip service with us. We need to work on it. Tefillah is kol peh. Rav Aaron Kalin said that Hashem listens to all the tefillahs, even if it's kol peh, even with its mouth, not with the heart. But of course, we need to work on that. It should be with the heart. It's an integral component of our existence. Our lives are nourished by tefillah. Tefillah is the bridge that connects us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every day we begin saying Moida Ani and ends with saying Shema. And there's tefillahs in between. It's important to carefully measure your words and actions and every opportunity you use as a tool to daven to Hashem. And if you do it l'shem Shemayim, you'll get special siyata d'shmaya from Shemayim. And tefillah could be, of course, with your own language too. Besides the formal tefillahs, to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to thank Hashem with everything. Not to take blessings for granted, to express gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for a filling breakfast, for every area of life. For every area of life. Tefillah assures us you have a listening ear. Hashem is listening to you. Baruch atah Hashem shemeya tefillah. Blessed are you, Hashem, who listens to our prayer. Commit your heart to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and your prayers will be answered. Man's every step requires tefillah. Every breath we take is a tremendous chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Hashem gives us so many gifts, and also, in potential, He wants to shower on us more if only we would daven and open up that Pesach and open up that bracha. Tefillah is ma'ir racha meshamayim. How the Yetzirah hates tefillah, because he knows he could get subverted with tefillah. The tefillah of a Yiddish mama, of a Jewish mother, davening for her son. Davening for her son. It's such a real beautiful thing. And tefillah, it's a story they bring down here where Rosh Hashiva had a bachur in yeshiva that was ill and hid it from the mother. And when the mother found out, she sighed and she cried, you know, that I know you wanted, you felt there was nothing I can do, you know, that matzav. But the davening of a mother penetrates the heavens. Through my tefillahs, I could have helped them. And the same thing with the prayers of a wife for her husband. Prayers of a wife for her husband is similarly affected and effective. The Magen Avraham Rizvitch boasted of his daughter-in-law, which is the wife of Rav Malach, with her prayers. And my daughter-in-law abolished her husband's death decree. And with her tefillah, my son was awarded an additional 13 years of life. Yes, he knew Baruch HaKadosh, the Mizrach HaMagid, that his son's wife, through her tefillahs, added 13 years to her life. The Sfard is brought down. There's a certain Mekubal that said this, that when our breaking point nears, our eyes fill with unshed tears. With Betachin we allay our fears, and the Almighty our tefillah he bears. Person should always daven, especially when it's difficult, to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and never lose hope. There's a famous story that on Matzah Yom Kippur, the Chayz of Lublin called in Rabbi Binyamin of Peshitzcha and said that Hashem decreed that you'll lose all your worldly possessions. And members of Rabbi Binyamin's family contracted illnesses, and he spent his wealth for their recovery. He was left with nothing. He cried to HaKadosh Baruch to help him. His answers were answered that very same day. A messenger came, famous lucrative someone offering a lucrative business deal. Bunim enthusiastically agreed, and his situation improved, and the days of poverty were over. And when Rabbunim visited his Rebbe to share the good news, the Chayzim of Lublin told him, "You should know, in heaven the decree was declared like I told you. I heard the Gezerim and Hashemayim that you were going to lose all your worldly possessions. But we didn't account for your crying, and we didn't account for your tefillas." That is the Emunah. Tefillah could change anything. Ein mazel be Yisrael. Tefillah could change anything. And especially with tears, but Rabbunim was mechadish that praying with joy even has a stronger effect than praying with tears and with pain. So tears could dissolve harsh decrees. Tefillah is appropriate both in times of joy and in times of tears, both when things are happy in the home and both when things are tense in the home. To ask Hashem to help you. Every tefillah is a path to the Kisei HaKavod. Every tefillah is a path to get you to where you need to be. And that is what it is. And the idea of a wife davening for her husband and a husband davening for her wife, to ask Hashem to please accept that tefillah. So that's the idea of tefillah. Then it goes into another chapter, chapter 6, called A Good Eye and Ayin Tova. An ayin tova, having a good eye, which is really a lev tova, a good heart, because Rabbi Sholaz ben Arach, that lev tova encompassed everything Rabbi Yochanan said, because the heart is dependent on the eye. Why? You see this in halacha too. You see it could be mechal Shabbos if there's a pain in the eye, because the ailing eye is unusual. Eye equals the heart, it's connected, and a sick heart is Sakanas the fascist. So this is the idea. There's a famous story where a physician visited his Rebbe and he said, "I'm going to a world conference with eye specialists where there'll be new technologies." And the Rebbe asked, "Does every doctor reveal their confidential surgical techniques to their assembly?" And the doctor said, there is one physician from Eastern Europe who has no intention of sharing any of his techniques with the audience." So the Rebbe told this surgeon, "I ask of you, give that physician a message from me that all the doctors take time out of their daily regular schedules to advance treatment for the physical eye, and they must focus on improving on their own good eye, their ayin tova, in willing to share medical findings. And the knowledge and expertise will benefit everybody." So the idea being is having an ayin tova. Ayin tova comes from emunah. If you believe that no one can touch anything that's intended for somebody else, so you won't be jealous of them, and you'll have an ayin tova. Baruch Hashem that they have parnasa. Ayin tova is the basis of all good midos, where you're always looking happily to another person. Every person in this world, without exceptions, suffer from adversity. They have troubles. They have baggage. Everyone does. But the idea is to prevail over the challenges that Hashem gave to him to test and pass those tests. It's very, very important. So that's the idea. Sometimes you have to look at it in perception. Here's an example. Sruli and Avi both were carrying an identical load on their shoulders. But Sruli's sack feels so heavy. What kind of life awaits me? Schlepping the package, schlepping that overburdened package. But Ari's load is not burdensome at all. He's full of care and love and compassion. Hashem loves me always, and he bounces along the way optimistically. That is the attitude of Ayin Tova. The idea of Ayin Tova is to look at the world with a healthy, healthy look. One with that has an Ayin Tova, hugs a child, squeezing it in tefillah for his parents to merit raising him in good health and happiness. Ayin Tova helps you lend an arm to an elderly woman crossing the street, wishing that she merits the Meshem, see that Mashiach comes. It's always to see the good in others, especially husband to wife, wife to husband. The eye towards the future. the clear lens that will allow women to guide their family to security in their role as watching a house. So there's an Ayin Toiva, and then there's an Ayin of Rayas Anoila to see the future. A good eye brings Shalom Bayis. You're happy that your younger sister-in-law's jewelry is more attractive than yours. She has a husband that has more money than you, than your husband, and is able to give her more and more fancier jewelry or a bigger house. You're happy for her. You lend a hand at a family simcha. You're happy when neighbors, help, on the fortune, good fortune of the neighbors. You go out of your way to help a friend in need. Removing the worm, the sinna of kinna, the jealousies, by trying to work through it, and we stay away from Lashon Hara, and we learn how to enjoy the other person's success. That Ayin Toiva improves all our midos. It clears all our perceptions. The Baal Shem Tov said like this, Hashem Tzilcha, Hashem is your shadow. Hashem judges you as you yourself will be judged. If you treat your friend in a healthy, respectful way, Hashem will treat you in a healthy, respective way. If you look at others or in the world overall with a good eye, Hashem will look back at you with a good eye, with an Ayin Toiva. Ayin Toiva has double power than Ayin Hara. Ayin Toiva brings bracha into our lives and protects us from bad. Benched is the person with zaychata and Ayin Toiva. And it's so important for us to learn how to access that Ayin Toiva, to be healthy and to be happy with that good eye, and recognize Ein Adam Negea, V'Mochin L'Chaveira Yafilakim Lai Nima, no one could touch even a hair's breadth of what belongs to another person. And to remember that and to internalize that. So these ideas we talked about today of tefillah, of davening for your husband, davening for your marriage with the depths of your heart, and what we learned just now as well, to look at your husband with an Ayin Toiva, giving him the benefit of the doubt, asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help you access his full potential, like we talked about in the previous year. And that will bring tremendous bracha and atzlacha to all of us in our marriages, in our homes, and in our lives. Bracha v'atzlacha.